What's up, everybody? This is Mike Thomas, and this will be the first of many podcasts. The podcast is simply stated as On This Day. On This Day will be the main podcast, along with the books that I have authored and are continuing to write. So on today's episode, I want to talk about hope. Now, hope is a powerful force. It is birthed out of a need or a want for a thing. It is a desire for a certain outcome, an outcome that we sometimes cannot explain. The energy of hope can come from a single thought, emotion, or feeling, hoping for a financial windfall, hoping our children are smart and in perfect health, hoping that the Detroit Lions will win more than 3 games, hoping that the lightning strikes your workplace so you can get a day off. Different many forms of hope. But most importantly, hope is derived from a more powerful scripture. In Hebrews 11, starting with verse 1, it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." What they don't tell you or teach you is just how tricky hope is. You know, we are all navigating through life, you know, no matter how woke somebody may think they are, no matter how bleak a person may feel that their life has turned or has been going on for years. A person, no matter what their race, creed, or color is, we all have this one thing that we all have within us as a tool, and that's hope. And hope is the cousin of faith. Where there is hope, soon after faith comes. So let's look at the definition of what hope is. And I took this out of the Webster Dictionary. Hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had or the events will turn out for the best. See, the driving force of hope is expectation. But again, this is where hope can be very, very tricky. Because of the expectation that we put on hope. See, when we're expecting something, it's because of a thought that we have had, emotion, or a feeling. That hope comes from an outcome that we perceive to want, or need, for that matter. It is something that, no matter what we are going through, we have this hope, this expectation of a thing. Former President Barack Obama wrote a book called The Audacity of Hope. It is said that the content of this book is what catapulted him for his run for presidency in 2008. Now, this is a book filled with pages and thoughts of President Barack Obama. But it was his mindset on what he'd hoped for in the American dream through politics. One of my favorite stories of the Bible is derived from Acts chapter 3. See, in Acts chapter 3, it's where hope meets faith. Peter and John was headed to the temple, and there was a man, you know, you all know the story, a lame man from birth, whom the scholars and theologians say that he could have been as young as 15 years old, or he could have been older. But think about this. He was born a paraplegic from birth. And let's just look at the fact that he was 15 years old. And they've been taking him to the temple gate called Beautiful. And let's just use our imagination for a bit. Let's kind of paint this picture. So he's lame from birth. So you figure he'd been going here his whole entire life. So at the age of, let's say, 5 or 6, let's go with 6. Right? Every day he's brought to this temple gate asking for a handout, asking for money, a financial breakthrough. From the age of 6, even if he was 15 years old, as some of the scholars say, you're looking at years of him asking for this financial breakthrough. He gave up on the hope of walking, but he hoped for a financial breakthrough. Now, this is where hope gets really interesting. At the gate, he's hoping for a financial breakthrough, but in return, he received what faith had to offer. That was to do something in his life that he never experienced before, and that's walk. Hope got him to the place, but faith carried out the will of the Father. Now, this is so important for my life, your life, and those around us. Because we hope for a thing. We need a thing. And because we hope, it gets the Father's attention. It brings the will of the Father into his sights because of what we're asking for. Now, you may be asking yourself, what does that have to do with right here, right now? Because, you know, you might be saying, Mike, you know, I can walk. That's not my situation. Okay. But you're hoping for a financial breakthrough. That job that has been out of your grasp for the last 6 months. That child that is seemed to be in a wayward situation. They're not living up to your expectation. They're not on the right path that you see fit for their life. It could be a loved one, mother, father, aunt, uncle, a grandparent that could be sick, that could be battling a disease, cancer. You have hope for a better outcome. And that's all hope is a better outcome. Hope is power. Hope is a vehicle. Hope activates the impossible that faith can carry out. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. Read it when you get a moment. Hope is what drives you to faith in Christ. Hope comes out of the abundance of your heart. Because we all know the scripture, right? Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. So right now, I want you to take 10 to 15 seconds. And I want you to reflect on the things you have hoped for in your life. Or things that you are hoping for right now. It doesn't matter if you are hoping for that loved one or a job or even if it's for something that you need. Just think about it for a second. Now that you have that thought at the forefront of your brain, now I want to challenge you. If you have a pen and paper, I want you to write this down. For the next 7 days, I want you to read the following scriptures in the morning, at night, or even when you feel like you are losing hope, when you feel like life is leaving your grasp, when you don't know if you're coming or going, if you're just having a bad day or even a bad moment. Because I don't believe in bad days. We have bad moments, but we can't let those bad moments define our day. So there's three scriptures that I want you to write down, that I want you to continue to regurgitate for the next 7 days. And that's Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Psalms 33:18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope in his unfailing love. And Acts 2:26. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest in hope. Now, this is all from the NIV. Of course, you can read whatever translation you feel most comfortable with. Most of my scriptures will always come from the NIV or the King James Version. So why Romans 12:12? Simple. Because while you are waiting on your outcome to be revealed, your spirit and soul has to be in joy. Hope needs and feeds off of positive reinforcement, which is done by worship and prayer. Prayer keeps you connected. So as you're hoping and thinking about, meditating on that thing that you're hoping for, prayer will reinforce that hope. Now, as far as Psalms 33:18, you are holding out for a person, place, or thing who will always be a letdown and disappoint. Our energy has to be engineered to place our hope in Jesus Christ, because he can't fail. Because of his unfailing love. This is the reason why he died 2,000 years ago. It's because he loved us. He first loved us. And that's why we love him. And because of his unfailing love, when you focus on that, you will always win. Now, Acts 2:26. Hope feeds off of our energy, your energy, my energy. Or simply put, hope is a cousin to faith. The more you speak life into that situation, that person, the more hope begins to function. Hope is your spiritual stress reliever. Now I'm about to close this out, but I want you to know that you will overcome. It doesn't matter how extreme or dire it feels. I know sometimes it feels like the walls are closing in. You want to give up. Throw in the towel. Run away. Disappear. Drown your sorrows in alcohol, drugs, whatever that case might be. What I need you to do right now is I need you to declare that you will hold out and stay the course of hoping. Having hope connects you to Christ, because hoping is bigger than you and your situation. Hope, because as I said before, is a cousin of faith. So when you hope, you're connecting yourself to faith, which comes from Christ, or who is Christ. Start believing that from having hope, it will bring you closer to Jesus. Having hope is saying, I can't do this, or I don't see how this is going to get done. But believing that Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, will bring it all full circle. Like in Acts chapter 3, the lame man from birth was looking for a financial breakthrough. His hope turned into a miracle. What miracle will your hope bring to you? How many times have we hoped for a change and got the exact opposite, but it all worked out? And that's where my favorite scripture comes in, Romans 8:28. My hope, your hope, connects us to the will of our Father. That's all I got for you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you learned something. I hope that this helps ignite the fire within you. Without hope, we can't have the expectation of what faith brings. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. Stay the course and have a wonderful day.